Hello everyone, welcome to Cinemaniacs with Lovett and Gibbs.
I'm Eric Lovett.
And I'm Solomon Gibbs.
This is going to be a good one. This is going to be an absolute doozy. We have about half an hour because Sol has to go to basketball. He keeps cancelling on me. He's a great co-host.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, I have cancelled him a few times this week. I feel a little bad.
Yeah, but, you should feel more than little. You were going, and your reason was, I'm going to watch Terminator 1 and 2.
Did I watch those movies?
You did not watch those movies.
No, I didn't watch those movies.
You scrub.
Homework gets in the way sometimes.
Oh, yeah, it was homework, wasn't it?
No, it was. I promise you.
Actually, to be fair, if it was for So I Just Sat In On A Lesson, it is awesome. So, good for you. Damn it, Terry.
So, today we'll be talking about sci-fi movies, which, I mean, isn't really... Oh, it's in theme with the...
This was the whole idea of...
Yeah.
I mean, it was going to be like correspond... It was going to go on the day of the 50th anniversary of the moon landing. I mean, it would be good if we got the centenary, but I don't think we'll be doing this 50 years from now. So, yeah. I mean... But it didn't work out anyway because Sol cancelled on me.
Yes.
But, we're talking sci-fi and space and technology and stuff.
And then you're going to also talk about the new Lion King movie, which he saw and I didn't.
I'm not going to be able to talk about it for long.
There's
nothing to talk about.
We can talk about live action films, live action remakes that Disney have done, I suppose, as well.
Gross.
Yeah. I know. So do you want to dive into that first, I suppose, just to get out of the way?
Yeah.
Lion King 2019.
All right, we'll say 3 to 5 minutes. I saw the Lion King remake, the 2019 edition. Just a bit of context, I really, really, really like the original Lion King.
Yeah, I think a lot of people do. I think most people do anyway.
Do you?
I love the first Lion King. It's one of my favourite animated films ever.
It's fantastic,
right?
It's
great,
This was so disappointing. It was a blatant cash grab. The amount of people, like, this is the middle of the summer season in America. This is when everyone's going to the movies. It is all about money for Disney.
It's going
to
make
And you know what? Fine. If they're financing good movies in the future, such as Marvel movies or something, fine, whatever. But it was a real waste of money.
Yeah.
This was...
I can understand. I'm guessing it was literally the exact same film.
It wasn't, though, but it was worse.
Oh, okay.
It was really, like, that. I mean, it's same storyline, everything. They added, like, Hakuna Matata, but, like, in the word, oh, I was a young warthog, they actually, like, cut away to a young warthog, and it's just...
Okay.
It was, like, they just did little things differently. Like, they added an extra scene of, like, Nala sneaking out of Pride Rock.
Oh, okay, like, in between, so from her... trying to look for Simba, or like from her when she meets Simba in between that period.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing, okay. It's pointless, I'm guessing. But right. This is the thing that I find with those live action remakes. It's just all kind of, I don't know, they all just feel like shameless.
It was so disappointing.
They're just all shameless remakes of the original. Original films that are great. So I didn't see Aladdin, but I didn't hear great things. We both saw Dumbo, and it wasn't very good at all.
Oh, I hated it.
Dumbo wasn't
very
good.
It's the worst of the year so far. It is.
It's up there.
You have one.
Yeah, lot, one other, which we talked about before. Velvet Buzzsaw. And I just think they're all just kind of like shameless, soulless... just cash grab movies.
Correct.
That, and I would be fine if they made remakes of some of the worst, or from some of the lesser animated films. But don't do Lion King, Aladdin, Beauty and the Beast, which I think is probably the trifecta.
Yeah, Beauty and the Beast was really underwhelming.
I didn't see the live action one.
Emma Watson's good, but I mean, it was just disappointing.
Yeah, yeah. The only ones I've seen is The Jungle Book, which I actually thought was okay. I enjoyed The Jungle Book.
All right, so...
What? Which is also directed by Jon Favreau.
Yeah, Jon Favreau. I love this guy. I mean, he's done some great stuff.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about Iron Man later because I consider that sci-fi.
Sure.
It's very technologically based.
Yeah, sure.
And grounded. And he did Chef as well. He's a good director, but I think this was all about the money for him.
Yeah.
It's just,
I think what he actually...
I don't want to pan the guy.
I understand that. I think there was something that he said online, which was because there was a lot of criticism about the film being extremely similar and not taking any risks and just being a blatant cash grab. And what he said about it was, I don't want to touch the original work. I don't want to ruin it. Or
oh,
I don't want to trample.
Exactly.
What is the point in doing it if you're either just going to make the exact same thing again and just feels a soulless, just empty film, a money grab, or just doing something different, like diverting away, which I personally prefer. I would prefer that over the exact same film again.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great film, but...
Yeah. But diverting away, just diverting from like sort of the original source material may, you know, anger people and could trample over, you know, great material. So yeah. I can understand sort of the split-edged sword there, but I still... it doesn't really work. Wait, what?
Split-edged sword? Hold on,
I'm trying to think of the... No, what's the word? It's,
I don't know. Yeah, that was bad.
That's a saying. That was bad. Really bad. That was extremely bad. I apologize.
All right, the line... it was... All right, let's get into the nitty-gritty. Technically, like, the animation, while it is very good, like, it's, as you've called it before, a National Geographic movie.
Yeah,
they've got that must, but it's not how it's meant to be.
Mm.
I mean, it just doesn't work for this material.
No,
I mean,
not at all.
If you're, like, can you imagine kids growing up, they're going to be watching the live action thinking that, oh, this is, like, this is their childhood, the live action remake?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That would be dreadful, wouldn't it?
Technically, it is good, but it doesn't work. I mean, of course, full props to the animation team and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Positives, I think I'm... Okay. I liked some of the vocal performances.
Sure. I mean, the good singers.
Well, like, Seth Rogen is perfect for Pumbaa.
I love that guy.
Billy Eichner for Timon. Billy Eichner's once great, again, yeah. Good. John Oliver for Zazu. It just works. Although mm-hmm. It kind of felt off. I don't know. Yeah, and also, I think Donald Glover was okay.
Donald Glover, okay.
And James Earl Jones, yeah, fine.
James Earl Jones?
Yeah, he did Mufasa again.
Yeah. I mean, but I love James Earl Jones.
Yeah, no, I know. But I mean, it's just like, it was kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
Sure, the music scenes are good, like, the music's good, but that's from the original.
Exactly. Everything that I've heard is good about this movie is just the exact same as the original.
Yeah.
So it's kind of not, like... a merit to the movie. It's a merit to the 1994 film. So it's just like, what is the point?
It was... Yeah, it didn't really fully lean in. Because if you're going to do the highly realistic kind of animals and everything, then why would... I mean, this is just a directing choice. They went one way. This is just an alternative way. Why'd they make the mouths move?
Mm.
I mean, sure, it's weird to have, like, this is what a dog's purpose did, like, just, like, the thoughts and not the mouth move. That's weird, but it's probably and better
you
than...
You can't have any facial expressions or emotive at all
this were, it felt,
in this style.
It felt awkward to watch. It just...
Okay.
Like, it felt like... Because you saw all the animals, like, dancing around, jumping around. It just didn't... It felt really... Like, you were kind of cringing a bit.
Okay.
It was just...
No, that's, I can actually see that.
Yeah, you were just, like, curling up in your seat, like...
Yeah.
It's like, ha! Because there was, like... It wasn't as fast-paced, like, because they legit spent 30 seconds on, you know, the Nala and Simba, ha, Pinja again.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, they spent so much time, and it was just them, like prancing around, like...
Oh, okay,
just didn't... It wasn't right.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, yeah.
Of course, my opinion's been tainted by the original and everything, but not for me. Mm. It was not for me at all.
No, that's... I completely... Yeah. I don't think anyone's really a fan of this movie. I suppose if people want to see... It, like, the exact same thing again, but just look real, then they're going to really like this movie. But if you're someone who, like, loves the original and wants to see either just this movie just not made because it's pointless, and I think most people think that, or just they're diverting away from the original material, which I still also think could trample on the legacy of the original.
Yeah.
So it just, there's, you know, it just doesn't work.
Just go buy the Blu-ray for the original, people.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Really? Yeah, but, well, a good little link. Jon Favreau directed.
Mm.
Now, sci-fi. Of course, there was the moon landing anniversary, which... another little cinematic tidbit, which we can get into.
Yeah.
A lot... Wow, it kind of goes full circle. actually, Jon Favreau did Iron Man, surely. Let's forget that link. All right, so moon landing was 50 years ago. That is an amazing feat in humanity.
Oh, of course. Yeah, no, it is. It is a massive feat.
I mean, because we're talking about the media side of everything, movie. I mean, as a media event, it was highly... It's iconic, those words, one small step for man, one giant leap for man.
It brought the whole world together. Everyone was watching at once. Yeah. It was, you know, the unification of everyone.
Unity.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right.
Yeah. Yeah, but people say Stanley Kubrick directed it, which...
I mean, it's a massive compliment. I mean, I would take that compliment. I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And that's because of, you know, 2001 A Space Odyssey, which...
Yeah.
I mean...
All right, yeah, sci-fi movies, we're cinematic. Yeah. Let's talk about sci-fi movies.
Yes. You can go into.
Well, let's start with the greatest. We did it last week as well. We love this movie, 2001 Space Odyssey.
2001 Space Odyssey, which, I mean, obviously we talked about last week, but we can't gush enough about this movie, really.
It's
masterpiece.
I mean, because we're talking sci-fi, forgetting the whole human development bit, I mean, although that kind of goes into it, the whole more analytical part of it, the technology and the kind of science fiction part of it, the straight story with the HAL 9000 and the robots and, like...
And sort of the way that it...
Just like the space station, like the circuit...
Of course. And sort of the way that it shows how technology may set back humanity. So we see the zero-gravity toilet. We see the grip shoes, which, like, teach the humans to walk.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like they're babies again. And then with that food, which kind of looks like baby food.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, you know, the technology may set back humanity as well. Which is just a great thing that he put in there.
Yeah, as a piece... Yeah, that's a really... I've never noticed that. That's really clever.
Yeah.
As a piece of science fiction, it's pretty chilling, and pretty much all these movies, all the best of these, kind of go, they kind of focus around kind of robots and the uprising of robots.
Mine are quite mind bending type stuff. Some alien stuff, but kind of more mind bending. I've got one sci-fi film here, which some may debate if it's a sci-fi or not, which is. A 10 out of 10 film for me. It's one of my favourite films. And it's called Children of Men. Which I would say it's a sci-fi.
It's a dystopian future. Exactly. It's an alternate reality. It's science-based.
And it's basically about, when humanity... I think it was 2025 when they set the film.
Yeah.
Or around that time. And it's basically about when suddenly, for no apparent reason, females become infertile. And so they can't produce... the world sort of becomes in ruin, and the only stable place to live is England. Every other place is just ruin, basically. And so England's the only stable place, and there's immigrants running in, and it's a lot of that. And there's definitely some subtext there, sort of pulling it back to our world.
You could do a reverse one. I mean, Boris Johnson's now Prime Minister.
Boris Johnson is now Prime Minister, yeah. Wow. Yeah, he's now Prime Minister of England, yeah.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I woke up this morning and then I just saw the news.
We can. I mean, it was kind of obvious who it was going to be.
Yeah, I know, but like still.
Yeah, true.
Still shocking.
Yeah. Anyway, so I adore this film.
Yeah.
Alfonso Cuarón directs the hell out of this movie. It is one of my favorite directed films of all time. Just the way he moves the camera. It's a lot of one shot sequences. Obviously, that car sequence.
I'd say that's more. It's one of your favorite produced films. I've learned this. Directors are more the artistic vision. And kind of the storyline and like those subtle nuances. This is what Kubrick did with the kind of the space toilet and the reverting back to childhood.
Mm-hmm.
That's the director's job. The producer kind of, if you're talking technical,
I suppose you are right.
It's producer, it's the production of it. And
I suppose you are. The production is out of the world, world. It's
of course, that movie is very clever and Cuarón did a good job.
Yeah.
Also, I think he did produce that movie. So
yeah, he might have produced it as well. Because he does a lot. He does a lot for all of his movies. You know, like obviously we talked about Roma.
For sure he edited Roma,
which,
didn't he?
Yeah, he edited Roma. He did a lot for that movie.
Yeah, passion project.
Yeah, that's... Oh, God, I just love this movie. I think it's got... Basically, probably top three best cinematography I've ever seen, ever.
Yeah, all
right. That car sequence, obviously,
which
I don't want to spoil, which you can see the making of. I think it's on YouTube.
And you can see the actual...
And the actual film, obviously.
It's probably better if you watch it within the...
No, watch the movie, because there's a couple sort of big plot details in that little scene. And also the six-minute one-shot sequence towards the end of the film with Clive Owen and her name's Key. And just the long scene with the, sort of the warfare and everything going on, which is just insane. Yeah. I don't know how anyone would ever film that, ever. Yeah. It's incredible. Anyway, so that's Children of Men. I highly recommend it if you haven't seen it. It's incredible.
All right, how many are you going to talk?
Good question. I'll pick out, because I've got a list here, but I'll pick out maybe three or four, do you reckon? Anyway, you start talking about your one. I'm just going to start starring these.
Because I've said that they're all kind of technologically based. One movie that I... one sci-fi movie, science fiction, that I absolutely adore is Ex Machina. I saw this very recently.
I haven't seen it, so talk about it.
I don't know. It's really chilling. The kind of AI and just the development of technology because it feels grounded.
Yeah, okay.
It's very real.
Yeah.
I mean, aliens is something you can't 100% imagine. Like, I mean, it's kind of not... It's something that is up to the imagination and it's nothing realistic.
Yeah.
I mean, mm-hmm. I personally think aliens probably are out there, but I mean... Yeah, Ex Machina is chilling. It's intelligent.
And that has
Oscar Isaac and Alicia Vikander.
Yeah. And that's directed by Alex Garland.
Yep. Who did
Annihilation. Which I'm not going to talk about. I adore that film. I'm not going to talk about it because I've talked about it in Best of 2018. So you should watch that podcast. Or listen to it, sorry.
Yeah. Ex Machina, it just feels really intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
It knows what it is. It's...
Yeah, I've heard incredible things about
it. I need to go back and rewatch it again. I'm going to go get the Blu-ray once, buy one, get one free.
Okay. Actually, speaking of JB Hi-Fi, they've actually got... I was there the other day and they've got... Right now it's a sci-fi sale.
Is it?
Which is kind of cool little
Theme. Okay, well, some
but
of
they've
these...
got... So maybe Ex Machina might be in there, but I know they have... it's called like JB Sci-Fi Month.
Yeah.
So they've got some... I don't know. I think they've got a couple... I don't know. Sales on some of the sci-fi films.
Yeah, cool.
One that I want to talk about, which I actually really wish I mentioned in my best sequels ever, which I did with Aubrey, which I don't know why I didn't mention it. I had it written down, but I'd never gotten around to saying it. And that is Blade Runner 2049.
All right.
Which is... I've seen the first Blade Runner and I didn't love it. I didn't really
I don't get the appeal. Some of those 80s movies...
For 2049 or just Blade Runner?
No, for Blade Runner.
Yeah.
Some of those 80s movies, I just don't get why they're popular in the first place.
There's a couple like that for me, actually.
You want me to list off a few of them?
Go ahead.
Okay, there's Blade Runner, the original.
Blade Runner.
Ghostbusters, actually, the first one.
I like that movie. That's a fun movie.
Blues Brothers I wasn't into. Rambo I wasn't into. Predator I wasn't into.
Mm-hmm.
And Terminator I wasn't into.
Okay.
Like, just those... I mean, I do... Don't get me wrong, I like old movies.
I get it.
Honestly, I think the state of cinema at the moment is sometimes it's kind of stuffed at points. Like with this cash grabby kind of business.
Oh yeah, Lion King. Blade Runner 2049 is directed by Denis Villeneuve, who is one of my favorite directors ever.
Yeah.
Top five easily. Who did
ever?
Oh yeah, I love Denis Villeneuve. Okay. I've got another film on here by him, Arrival.
Okay.
Which obviously he did Arrival. He did Prisoners. He did Sicario. He did Insomniac. And Blade Runner 2049 is basically, you know, Ryan Gosling, Harrison Ford. It's sort of continuation from the first film. Harrison Ford still plays Deckard from the first film. And just the cinematography of that film, I mean, holy damn. Probably the best shot, I know I keep saying one of the best of all time, but I mean, a lot of these films is one of the best of all time.
Sci-fi's a good genre.
But, it's an excellent genre. I love that, when you get a good
that's
sci-fi.
That's the magic of cinema, because it's something.
Absolutely.
Escapism is something people look for
lot of time. Yeah, definitely. Just the cinematography in that movie, it's absolutely stunning. It's definitely one of the best, the most beautiful films I've ever seen.
Yep.
Roger Deakins finally won his Oscar for this movie, which he well deserved. I don't know how he didn't win one before this. I mean, are you serious?
He did Shawshank, he did.
God, he did so much. He did, obviously, Skyfall. Did he do the Dark Knight? No, he didn't do the Dark Knight trilogy.
He did stuff.
He did a lot. Obviously, all of Villeneuve's films he's done.
Has he?
Except on Incendies, I think he didn't do.
Incendies, gross.
Oh my god.
Incendies is an
disrespectful. Yeah, 2049, I adore this movie. Go watch it. It is sci-fi magic. Just stunning.
Oh, my phone's off. Hold on. Anything else? 2049 while I get my phone back up. Okay. I want to talk about something else. Okay. Let's talk Upgrade.
Upgrade. Yeah.
You saw this movie.
Yeah, I saw Upgrade.
You'd call it sci-fi, wouldn't you?
Yeah, no, definitely. It's definitely sci-fi.
A great blend between the kind of action and sci-fi. Once again, kind of a horror, would you say, at the end. It's chilling at the end.
It is pretty haunting, actually.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Like,
with that twist. Because you talked about this in your 2018.
Yeah, the nose strings on that kind of thing.
Best of 2018. Was it your number two or number one in the end?
It ended up going number two.
Number two.
Although, thinking back, maybe it's number one. I don't know.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. We'll say number
Both
two.
Great films.
It's real. It mixes the. It's kind. It's very chilling. It shows a technological future once again. Like, it's very. It feels grounded. I don't know. I like.
But it's also got those sort of really fun, wild stuff, especially with him with the really action, which was my favorite bit of the movie. The action was my favorite part of the film. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just I don't know the whole world building of it. It not just the kind of action bit and just his character, the whole surroundings. It all felt really, really cool.
Yeah.
And it was it's pretty low budget. Another low budget sci-fi, which I won't talk about in detail because I've already talked about it a bit before, but Monsters.
Monsters.
That is sci-fi and it's low budget and it's it's pretty intelligent.
Yeah, yeah.
Different perspective.
Was that Indies review? That was Indies,
yeah.
Which is like a second podcast. My God, that feels like ages ago, but really wasn't. It was only what? It was...
November.
Wow, okay.
That's when we started out, I think.
Yeah, I think it was.
We're at 21 now, aren't we?
This is our 21st.
Is this
21st anniversary.
Cool.
It does sound a bit weird, actually.
Yeah.
Anyway, do you want to speak anything else about Upgrade?
Well, you've seen it, so you can actually help me out here. It's hard talking by myself for ages.
I liked it. I didn't love it.
But it's good sci-fi. I mean,
it's good. It's quality film. I just didn't love it. I wasn't as connected as I think I should have been. I wouldn't say that. I just wasn't...
It wasn't for you.
I suppose it wasn't, but I just didn't feel invested.
Character-wise, maybe not.
No, not character. It's not a character-driven sci-fi film. It's more of a world-driven. You know, it's about the world.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But
sometimes that isn't enough.
As a sci-fi film,
good. Yeah, it's got a lot of good things.
You go.
Okay, so I'm going to talk about two back-to-back.
Back to the Future. No.
No, not Back to the Future.
That's.
I'm not sure if I could talk about that.
Would you consider that sci-fi?
I would say it's more like adventure. It's science sort of. Based. I suppose it is.
It's fun, though. I'm
going to talk about Alien and Aliens, which Aliens not so much.
I actually had that written down.
Okay, so Aliens, so the second one, which I don't classify as a... it is obviously the sci-fi element. Action. It's more action.
Yeah.
But Alien is a straightforward, excellent sci-fi film.
Yeah,
Alien is brilliant. Ridley Scott, who also did obviously Blade Runner. I suppose it's just a space adventure where it's just this, you know, group, this crew members on a ship with just this alien running around.
It follows a classic kind of formula.
Yeah, it does. It's not a very elaborate
kind of
story.
Confined almost.
Yeah.
Not super confined, but it's within a spaceship.
Yeah, it's more of like a horror sci-fi thriller type thing.
Just the chest burst scene.
Oh my God. Yeah.
It's a really,
Just the way that, I love how, one of my favorite things about this movie, which is kind of weird, which I love that the crew members on the ship, there isn't really a protagonist until maybe the halfway point of the film. It's all the characters sort of wondering, and then you figure out, and there's that one scene with Sigourney Weaver where she tells people what to do, and because at the start, she's the one who says, close the hatch, because she can't open it because it's against procedure. And so right at the middle, you sort of figure out, okay, she's the protagonist, and you see her throughout this whole thing, which I actually love. I think that's quite unconventional, because normally you figure out the protagonist at the start of the film, which you don't in this movie, which I actually really like.
Yeah.
And I love the sort of the clone, the robot clone thing with, God, what's his name? Not Bishop. That's in Aliens. I forgot his name. But the clone guy who turns out to be a clone, and he starts attacking Ripley. Can't remember his name, but just that scene is masterfully helmed. I think
the milk face or whatever.
Yeah, the milk face. Yeah.
Yeah. It's cool.
Yeah, I think this movie. People have probably seen it, and there's a lot of stuff online about it because it is kind of a masterpiece. I think most people classify it as that.
Yeah.
It's an excellent film.
I'm personally not a fan of Ridley Scott. I mean, this is my favorite of his movies.
Let me count how many films I've watched.
So he's done Gladiator.
Black
Hawk Down.
Haven't seen either.
What else has he done?
You did
Blade Runner, right?
I've seen Blade Runner, The Martian, and Alien.
Yeah.
And Alien and The Martian are really great, especially Alien. The Martian's really good as well. I didn't actually write that one down. That's a really good movie. That's a really fun movie. I actually like that one.
Yeah, actually, that's good sci-fi.
Yeah, it's good sci-fi, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he also did Prometheus, didn't he?
Prometheus, yeah. Which is kind of like a spin-off type thing from Alien.
Yeah.
Which sort of explains bits about the origin. Apparently has no xenomorphs.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah. Apparently has no xenomorphs in it, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, your film. Your next film, if you have one.
Maybe I should go an Alien one.
Do whatever you...
No.
Do just the best one that you have left.
Well, let's... Okay. So, I'm going to just... I'm not doing an Alien, but let's just say we... Boys, we need a Storm Area 51. If we Naruto run, we can go faster than their bullets.
Okay.
This is a this is a public service announcement. We need a stormer. Do you reckon the FBI is going to come knocking on my door for inciting violence against a military base?
Possibly. I think we need to do like a Cinemaniacs disclaimer. About
actually
like,
do it. Yeah. Guys, if I lived in America, I would so be there. Honestly.
Fair enough.
That would be awesome.
When is it?
September 20th.
Okay.
At like 2 a.m. or something. I don't know. I'm going to watch a live stream for sure.
Is there actually going to be like live stream?
Of course.
Okay.
Back to this isn't a movie, it's a TV show. I've been watching it recently. I was watching it in preparation. I got 2 seasons in before we were supposed to do the podcast, but I've managed to watch more. So I have a bit more of an informed opinion on Black Mirror.
Black Mirror.
It's on Netflix. The first 2 seasons weren't produced by Netflix, and in my opinion, I think they have some of the highest concept, probably the best episodes. Each episode centers on tech and kind of the development of it, and how it can harm.
Mm-hmm. I really need to get around to it.
It's really good.
I've only seen one episode with Bryce Dallas Howard. With the phones and you
Nosedive.
That's the only one I've seen.
Nosedive's good.
And I thought it was great. I thought it was really interesting.
Nosedive is really good.
Yeah.
My brother, if he listens, he doesn't want me to actually say which specific episode's good because he's watching it now.
Oh, okay.
And if I say which episodes are good.
Do it. I mean, I don't. If he I'm listens, not bothered. So. I mean, well, you could just give him a disclaimer.
Will, don't listen. I really do like the National Anthem, which was episode one.
Season one,
episode one. Brilliant, like insane, but really, really brilliant. White Bear. I mean, I thought White Bear wasn't going to be good. But the twist at the end, fantastic. Mm-hmm. Hold on, let me check.
I desperately need to get into it.
Hold on. Wait. I'm watching USS Callister at the moment. I'm not liking it that much. Because they're long episodes. 15 Million Merits is actually good.
Mm-hmm.
The entire history of you wasn't great.
So does it have...
Be Right Back is really clever.
I've actually heard of that one, actually. Yeah. I've heard people talk
the
about
it. The Waldo moment was intelligent, but it was something a bit different.
Mm-hmm. I've heard... Because obviously the TV show doesn't have a continuing story.
No, it's an anthology
series. You can watch whatever you want. Like, you can watch any episode at any time, correct?
Yep.
Okay.
Actually, Shut Up and Dance was really good as well.
Right.
San Junipero wasn't great.
I should really get round to it, actually.
Oh.
So, how many seasons are there, and how many have you watched?
5, and I'm at the start of season 4.
Okay. Oh, okay. So, you've only got 2 left.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's really good. It's very high concept.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you feel intelligent when you understand what's going on.
Oh, really? Okay. Know. Yeah, yeah.
It's just good.
Yeah, no, I've really got around to it.
It's scary. I like how... It's basically movies. Like, it's a new movie each time.
Yeah.
I might as well...
Is it got, like, really good production? Like, is it convincing?
Yeah, production value is insane.
Yeah.
It does have recurring motifs and themes of, like, perception and also uprising. Yeah, but I...
Ooh, look who we have. Hold on.
A cameo.
2 seconds. Keep talking. Wait. I am going
to... Oh, actually, he can talk about this.
Yes, he's going to talk about this and the thing.
Ooh, yeah. I really like Black Mirror. It's on Netflix, so people just watch it. And, yeah, watch first season. You don't have to watch it in order, though. So, just, like, the ones that I said are good.
Okay, here we go.
Then...
Okay, so we have
what's he gonna do?
Our first ever little special cameo. Actually, not really, because Aubrey and Will kind of cameoed in the last
episode.
One.
Xavier.
Xavier. So today we have
Nathan Jones, baby.
Oh yeah,
destroyer of what was it? Feminists.
Feminists.
Hater of communism.
And that's it.
That was it.
Actually,
can
you extend on that?
And player of Fortnite.
Yes!
Okay. So we're talking about sci-fi.
And
we were wondering, so he was just talking about Black Mirror, which you've seen.
Good TV show. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, right.
You seen it all yet?
I'm starting season 4 now.
Okay, season 4 is good. Personally, season 5 is boring, but season 4 is quite good. Okay.
What's your favorite episode?
Favorite episode, oof. That's a tough call. I'm thinking, I haven't seen it in a while, but
yeah,
I'm gonna
fair enough.
F in the chat.
It's that episode where those two guys Wait, the one guy with the yellow glasses, the kid who, you know, got caught doing the thing.
Shut Up and Dance. Yep.
Shut Up and Dance. Great episode.
Yep.
Good twist ending as well.
Okay. And we were just talking about sci-fi. Okay, take a seat.
Take a seat. I'll take a seat.
Ooh, take a seat.
Actually, wait, before we move on. Actually, no, I'll save that till last.
Never. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, save that till then. So, what is your favourite sci-fi film, do you reckon?
Oh, that's an easy one. It's John Carpenter's 1982 masterpiece, The Thing.
The Thing.
Yeah. The Thing.
I was saving this for you.
Yes, I know. I told you to.
Yeah, yeah, you told me to. So, anyway, so what do you love about it so much?
Oh, The Thing. Well, okay, basically, I'll explain it to anyone who hasn't seen it. It's effectively a detective whodunit story, but the killer keeps on killing, and that's it, actually, yeah.
Yeah.
It's good. I mean, it's like, I mean, people like practical effects and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, oh, practically, like, all the special effects are incredible.
I can tell it's good, but I don't know what it is. It kind of, it's not like it bored me. I'm trying not to make.
Oh, it didn't bore. I was in.
No, it's just,
I thought it was just the mystery and the aura around.
Oh god, you know, I love it.
You had no idea who was the thing.
Yeah.
What was the thing?
You never actually found that.
Yeah.
One of my favorite bits in the film is when the right near the start, when there's superstition in the background, and then that dog walking around the sort of the place, and then you just see it sort of the way that he sort of films it, the camera, and then the dog walks into the room. You see a shadow of a guy.
Yeah.
And then it just sort of cuts to black, and then it's the next day. I don't know. I just love that sort of foreshadowing a little bit.
Now, are we getting into spoiler territory, or are we going to try and stick away from it?
Actually, this film is something you don't want to spoil.
No, you do not want to spoil this movie. People, go see The Thing.
I can't remember who ended up. I could watch it again. I can't remember who ended up being The Thing.
You should watch it again.
You should. Yeah, I should as well. Actually, I should get it on Blu-ray. I should really get it on Blu-ray.
Okay.
Anyway,
do you not love it as much as that?
I love it.
Speaking of The Thing, let's also talk about The Thing. Or The Thing? Yeah, you know, The Thing. 2013.
Oh, I can't comment on that film. Have you seen it?
It's just bad.
Is it a remake or is it just a sequel?
It's a prequel.
Oh, prequel.
So, the Norwegians. It's set in their base.
Oh, okay, right.
Was it the Scandinavians? I don't know. I don't really care.
Sweet.
It's pretty bad.
Scandinavians, yeah.
And the worst thing about it is they had amazing special effects and then they just, you know, computerized it with CGI.
Oh, yeah, so it's not, like, practical stuff anymore.
Yeah, well, it was practical.
Yeah, obviously, and then they just, John Carpenter's
overdid
it
with, you know, CGI.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's gross.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is, in defense of CGI, it's not always that. I mean, I love practical effects. I personally think practical effects are a bit more pure and they're probably superior, but when you actually don't have the budget to do a big explosion, CG is a useful filmmaking tool, and when it's used properly and not overdone, like, say, Michael Bay, it can be a good tool.
Yeah. Oh, of course. Yeah, exactly. CGI's obviously great, but, like, I don't know, when it takes away what's so important about the original film, I think it can hinder
the. And it can take you out of the movie, you know?
Yeah, like, yeah.
If you see,
exactly.
You know, a bad explosion, you sort of become, you know, uncentered from the movie, and you become, you know, sort of like, you realise, you know, you're back in a cinema.
Yeah, exactly. No, that actually makes a lot of sense. Yeah, you just sort of, I don't know, when you really notice that it is CGI, it just becomes, yeah, it's not as good.
Yeah.
Anyway, what else? The Terminator, I know you've seen the
Terminator, no, I haven't.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I thought you said you had.
Well, I've seen it, but I know
that. Oh, okay, I thought you said you had. Okay.
Yeah, well, you had.
No, I hadn't. I haven't.
He was going to, and then he didn't.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, I know.
Then why did you say I had?
He's just shaming you.
Oh my god. Okay, talk about it.
Is that good?
I've only seen the first one. Pretty good, yeah.
The first one?
Half the second one. Well, I know what happens in the second one.
Judgment Day?
Judgment Day is the second one.
Okay.
That's better.
So is that like sci-fi action? It's more like action, isn't it?
Sci-fi action, a bit of mystery thrown in there,
yeah.
I suppose.
Yeah. I'm not like, the thing is, I love movies, otherwise I wouldn't be doing a podcast. Everyone's been making fun of me, like, Eric, is there any movie you actually do like?
No, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, just because, like, the people in my class, when they're talking about a movie, I'm like, oh yeah, I saw that, it's trash. Because they like trash movies.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of popular trash stuff.
Yeah.
There,
I mean, most movies that are popular are trash.
Well, actually, a lot of major blockbusters, especially, I don't know, what do you guys think about this year's, like, blockbuster sort of summer?
Well, what was there?
I mean, we had...
No, but it was a bit...
Been mainly Disney remakes, and that's just disgusting.
I mean, there was Aladdin and Lion King.
And Dumbo, but then we had, like, Men in Black. And then we had like
although that was a bit of a flop,
I heard. We had more summer was Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, which was really good, actually. Endgame, yeah, I suppose that kind of counts.
Got a rerun. We beat him!
Oh, yeah, that happened. Another thing that happened, which I do think we should talk about, I don't know if you want to talk about it in more depth in another podcast, but is the San Diego Comic-Con, just the sort of the MCU... Yeah.
All right, we need to save this for next
time. Do you want to save this? Okay, I'm happy to save it as well.
Okay, Cats here, though, or not?
Oh, my God, Cats.
Oh, we
knew. What an amazing holiday.
Okay, so, Cats.
It's been a really good week.
2019. It actually has been, I'd
say. Okay, so, three things. Cats. What was the other thing we just talked about?
Cats, the MCU Phase 4.
No, it was,
What, like, trailers there? So, what, Top Gun?
No,
it's...
it was, like, a meme that we were talking about. Oh, my God.
Oh, Area 51.
Area 51's the other one.
Stormy Jewelers to them?
Yeah, we've got a storm area 51.
Take back the Holy Land.
This is what I was going
to
ask.
What were we talking about?
A good week.
I don't know.
Cats.
Oh my God, Cats. this is a horror film that I'm extremely excited for.
Furries,
which
hell
is
yeah.
Basically about a group of cats who they have to pick a cat to go to heaven.
Oh, yeah,
that's the story of the film.
By the way, yeah. The other one was Avengers Endgame beating them.
And also,
we beat Avatar.
Oh yeah, that
that's
it, yeah.
Three. So Cats, Endgame versus Avatar, and oh my God, I've forgotten the other one.
Phase 4.
Why
do we keep forgetting what we just talking about?
I have a really bad brain.
No, I mean too. I can't remember.
I'm not
what you just
high.
Said.
Jesus Christ.
What were we talking
and
about?
And Area 51.
Sorry, Boom, there's three. That. Jesus Christ. Cats. Anyway, so we're gonna dress up as onesies and go do that movie.
Yes.
And have a lot of fun.
Everyone, that'll be very fun. And watch out for our next short film, or one of the next short films coming out.
The Mating Call.
The Mating Call.
Yeah, okay. We can actually, like, produce it. Like,
oh, we need to.
Need to make it. That's great.
That will be for another time, though. Anyway, but I think maybe it's time I go, but I appreciate you guys having me on.
I think it's
oh,
time.
Good.
It's time to end,
yeah, because I've...
Time to go?
You need to get a basketball.
36. Yeah, I've got basketball now.
I mean, do you have anything else to talk about real quick?
Not particularly. I think we covered sci-fi. Our favourites pretty...
I mean, there's a lot more.
No, obviously there's a lot more, but it was quite...
I didn't do it in enough detail, but yeah.
All right. Sci-fi is very...
Let's just name a couple more.
The whole Star Wars original trilogy,
which,
at least.
So Star Wars, obviously people are probably like, where's Star Wars? We're going to talk about that with Rise of Skywalker, I think, at the end of the year, which we'll do like a whole Star Wars special about the whole series, I think.
Also, guys, Galaxy's Edge.
If you want to come on...
You're better get Will and I on for the Last Jedi segments.
Yeah, sure, you can come on as the cameos for the Last Jedi bit, I'm sure.
Good.
And then, obviously, Inception.
Yeah.
Which is a great one.
We're not really sci-fi, though.
That's
more...
No, I'd say that's sci-fi. I suppose it's a little... I suppose fantasy, I suppose, yeah. Maybe.
I'd say some of the Marvel stuff, especially Iron Man, I'd say.
Guardians, yeah.
But Iron Man, it feels kind of grounded. This is with my technology kind of thing again, but I'd say a lot of the Marvel stuff.
Yeah. I had Arrival, which I mentioned briefly before. Fantastic movie. Amy Adams was snubbed. And then 10 Cloverfield Lane, which...
That's good.
That's kind of... I think it's more sort of thriller. But it works as a sci-fi, which is a great film.
Independence Day,
which I haven't seen. No.
Oh, the original's fun.
Is it kind of fun, like trashy it's 90s
it's
stuff?
It's really dumb, but it's fun.
Yeah, that's right.
The Truman Show, would you consider that sci-fi?
I personally would. There's not a lot of science.
No, but it's clever.
It's clever, and it's sort of... It's a little bit kind of like dystopian type stuff, you know?
Considered like called intelligent movies because these are like all
I like to think these are intelligent movies.
Clever.
Yeah, well, maybe not Independence Day.
True.
Anyway, so that's it for
okay.
me. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, I mean, there's more to say, but I mean,
oh, there's plenty more to say.
Basketball.
The thing is, sci-fi is too big of a topic to you know.
Oh yeah, of course. To do it in the 30 minutes. Yeah. It is a massive topic. Anything else you want to say before we go, Nathan?
I don't have any particular things I want to say right now, but I'm sure. That once you stop recording, I'll think of a really funny thing to say.
Yeah,
so.
Okay.
Storm Area 51.
No, Storm Jerusalem.
anything you want to say before we go, Eric?
Just Storm Area 51. Guys, we did it. We beat Avatar.
We beat the cat.
Avatar 2.
It doesn't really matter because they're owned by the same company now, so it's not a big deal.
There was something which I thought of.
Okay.
I have a brain. I have the memory span of a goldfish.
Okay, and we'll leave it at that.
Follow us on Instagram.
Yeah, follow us on Instagram. We actually recently did some promotions on some of our posts, which I mean, you did, right? Yeah,
has to be approved, but.
Yeah, we've got like 200 likes on some of them. I think some of them have been approved.
Oh, really?
The Avengers Endgame post that you promoted has 200 likes.
Does it really?
There's some of them that have around over 70,
Are
I suppose.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not, because obviously the hashtags, I think that helps a little
Dude,
bit.
Dude, seriously, wow, that's
Yeah,
cool.
check it. Anyway, I have no idea. That's anyway, it.
Check out our new YouTube channel that's coming out as well for all our streams. See you guys.
See you guys.
Subscribe to EY Stream and Lazzy K Art.
Yeah, subscribe to Lazzy K Art. Please do that. Anyway, see ya.
Lazzy Cart.